conversation with my colleague, Professor Abinellis of the U.S. Army War College. We've reported on the woes of the Americas. A grace note. First, the new president of Argentina, Javier Milei, is not only outspoken, he has ambitions, and one is to bring justice for the bombing in Buenos Aires of 1994 by the Mutual Association Jewish Community Center, in which hundreds were wounded. It was a mass murder, and the explanation for it has long been available. However, there's been no follow-through because of the government's inability out of Buenos Aires to prosecute against Tehran. Now Javier Milei is promising justice. Good for him. How he goes about it is a challenge. I can't imagine. Much of the evidence would not be available in Buenos Aires. Perhaps it is in other countries. I mention this, Professor, because it's easy to root for Javier Milei, but he's an uphill struggle. He's taking on a lot of struggles all at once. Do you measure that he's biting off too much, or is this what we expect from the new president? I'll take on Tehran. I'll take on inflation. I'll take on Brazil. I'll take them all on. We have a couple of minutes.
Well, John, he's certainly biting off, I think, what he believes that he has to bite off. I mean, Argentina was on the brink of collapse, economic collapse, fiscal collapse, polarization. Milei has come in with a very strong medicine trying to do a reset. He essentially shut down government spending using the authorities that he has under Argentina's very presidentialist system. He eliminated about half of the bureaucracy, half of the different ministerial organizations. He cut down discretionary transfers to the provinces. He cut down most public works projects, and through that sharp medicine was able to essentially get a 6 months of non-deficit spending, 6 months of surpluses. At the same time, he also took some, he devalued the currency and has allowed it to continue to depreciate to get confidence in the actual market rate of the currency.
We have 30 seconds, Evan. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
So in economic terms, he's been able to recreate some of the conditions for Argentina to pay its debts and to restore investor confidence. What he has not yet done is gotten investors to actually come back and start creating jobs in this new environment that he's created. And as you pointed out, also he's proceeded forward with things such as the IME investigation, which, again, this is the 30th anniversary of that horrible bombing. But he is making progress and at least trying to do things across the board to get Argentina back on its feet again.
Professor Abinellis, U.S. Army War College. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,